Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. How are you? It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
This is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Entertaining anything you have going on around your house, give us a call, 803-0930. Outside the 716-1800-616-WBN and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at 716-803-0930. Yep, call in, text in, and watch us on Facebook Live too as we broadcast the show there as well. Hey, the July 10th class is filling up, and if you'd like to participate in that, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, that is this Monday. We are making pesto, folks, minestrone soup, and focaccia this Monday, the 10th of July, at the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Go to cortez.net and see everything we do at Cortez Construction. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, and of course the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Better than checking us out online, how about checking us out in person? Come on by anytime for a tour of our beautiful building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street heading east, and we'd love to have you come by and also participate in the cooking class. Again, July 10th class is a pesto class. In August the 7th, we're going to Florence. In September, sauce 101. September 18th, October 2nd, cheese making 101. November 6th, pasta fresca. And December 4th, we are going to Abruzzi. All the classes are listed on our website, cortez.net. Join me this Saturday morning in saying good morning to Kevin Hayes. Kevin is from Buffalo Reuse, formerly Buffalo Reuse Action, now merged into under one formerly named company, yeah. Buffalo Reuse.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. It's great to be here. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. So let's start with the discussion about what exactly is Buffalo Reuse.
Well, I'll just do it briefly because it's a fairly long story. We've been doing this type of work for 15 years, since 2006 or 7, and we started as Buffalo Reuse as a nonprofit. About 5 or 6 years into it, we left Buffalo Reuse and became Reuse Action, okay? A for-profit salvage and building material reclamation business. We operate a store at 980 Northampton Street where we sell all kinds of reclaimed materials. Okay, and believe me, it's all kinds of things. And we'll talk some more about what you will find in our store if you come by. But basically, recently Buffalo Rios closed its store on Ferry Street, and they were running that for quite a while. And we took over sales for Buffalo Rios, sales of materials, and we also acquired basically the contents of the store. In addition to that, the last December, Gothic City on Niagara Street, which is a long-standing architectural salvage business. Mm-hmm. Charlie Leone ran that for probably 60 years or so. He went out of business. He got old enough to be retired, and we acquired most of what they had there in that store on Niagara Street. So right now, our store is just completely filled with lots of good architectural salvage, and we also have things like windows and doors. We have 2,500 doors right now.
Wow.
And even with 2,500, that's not enough. You really need a lot of doors to satisfy the demand for a particular door. And we have tubs, toilets, and sinks. We have stone. We have marble. We have lots and lots of barnwood, lumber, reclaimed wood of all types. And in addition to that, we have another business. And the way we survive is to be quite diversified. Okay, we have another business of selling reclaimed and surplus rigid foam insulation, the polyiso, the XPS, the EPS, which keeps us going. And
is that recycled as well?
Some of it is recycled. In the insulation business, you either get it's usually removed from roofs from underneath a rubber membrane, and it's mostly just about all the time when the roofers bring it out, it's completely reusable. It's just old. That's all.
It doesn't lose its R value.
Polyiso loses a bit when it comes out of the factory, and then it retains it for quite a long time. And then XPS tends to be from other places, like underneath foundations and concrete and things like that. But we can get surplus material. Reclaimed material directly from roofers, or we get surplus material, which is usually slightly second quality.
I see.
In other words, they're imperfects, they're overruns, or all kinds of things from the manufacturers. There's a whole marketplace of insulation that we can sell it for one third to one half of the price of what you pay at the big box store if you can get it. Okay, so that's another business we do. We also have a contracting business, and then we do gutting, salvage, cleanouts, that type of work. We call it specialty demolition, which is that we are long experienced in doing unusual demolitions. Mm-hmm. Okay, partial demolitions. Inside or out, we of course started doing deconstruction, which is the disassembly of structures, and then we haven't done a lot of that lately because it's hard to compete with traditional demolition.
Talking about that, when you look at the value of taking a house apart for the reclamation value of it all, it becomes almost cost prohibitive when you factor in the labor to make that come together. Yeah.
The labor tends to be more, though there are methods. The method that we use combines the use of machines, such as a all-terrain forklift, and a few skilled people. So our teams in doing deconstruction are smaller than a lot of businesses that do the same thing. They tend to go in with crowbars and start prying the buildings apart. We can stand back a little bit and part the building into pieces.
I see.
And then pull it out and work on it on the side. Mm-hmm. We can do deconstructions when we're able to, like, bid against. I mean, the main thing is you're competing with traditional demolition, which can be really fast and fairly cheap, because in this area,
more destructive than.
It's very destructive, of course, because basically they crunch up the house, put it in dumpsters or trucks, and take it to the landfill.
Right.
And I've seen some of the better demolition practitioners in Buffalo take a house down in 5 hours, like a double. So they can be really fast. It's hard to compete with people who work that fast,
But you got to go back to the mission of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, totally, because when we started in 2006, Michael Gaynor had come to town, and he was interested in Buffalo. He's from Erie, Pennsylvania. He was interested in Buffalo as a a place with a lot of empty houses, a lot of vacancy, particularly on the east side, and a lot of demolition, okay? The mayors from SELO on were aiming at 500 demolitions a year, okay, of houses, okay, mostly, again, on the east side. If you drive around the east side, it's largely demolished in many places. The mayors never quite kept up with that particular pace, but they were demolishing like crazy. And again, that's perfectly good, well, not necessarily perfectly good, but fairly distressed houses usually that contain a lot of wood and a lot of things. Okay,
so
a lot of
on that point, stuff, Kevin, the value of what we're going after here with the idea of a deconstruction, there's a demand for those, for that material.
Absolutely. If you produce it, you know, bring it out of houses, you can sell it. And that's what we've been doing for 15 years. For instance, if you're in the city of Buffalo or probably most of the suburbs, houses are framed with hemlock. It's that dark brown wood you see in the basement on the joists. And we actually make furniture and flooring and things like that from hemlock joists.
Yeah, you don't see that in framing anymore.
Yeah, framing now is
Douglas fir,
pine and fir and spruce from far away, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the hemlock all came from the upper Great Lakes. But the thing is that that's just one part of a house that you can harvest through deconstruction, mm-hmm. okay? The demolition people just crunch it up and it's gone.
But then the other thing, too, if you're restoring a city home and you mm-hmm. need to match up dimensions that are no longer, you know, when you make a 2x4 today, it's not 2x4.
Yeah, the 2x4 studs in old houses are 2 inches by 4 inches.
Yeah.
Okay, the rough cut lumber. And, of course, you know, there are ways to fiddle with new studs to make them look bigger.
But also things like when you do plaster and lath restoration, mm-hmm. you actually have lath in your store, too.
We have some lath, yeah. There's lath is in abundant supply still in the city. What you also get in addition to lumber, okay, because you get flooring, you get joists, you sometimes get rafters, is you get all of the trim, the baseboards,
sure.
the casings, yeah. the various moldings, and then you also get tubs, toilets, and sinks, and windows, okay, window sashes, things like that, which, again, a big part of our customer base is people with old houses that they're restoring or at least want to fix in a method that is not modern. You know, basically.
And it looks like it matches and belongs.
Yeah, and we sell to suburbanites who in brand new houses because they want something that is not brand new in their house.
803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the discussion, we'd love to hear from you on this topic or anything that needs my attention around your house. 803-0930, outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Again, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to say good morning to Leo Rollo from Lakeshore Savings Bank, one of our branch managers. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
How is things with you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Good, good, good. Love to have you on the show, Leo, and talking about the great bank that Lakeshore Savings Bank is since 1891. It's been around these parts and, of course, serving the community with mortgages and CDs and home equity loans. Right now, the CD rates are amazing.
Yeah, it's a very good time for CDs and really any kind of deposit account here with Lakeshore. We do have an offer going right now for a 9-month CD at 4.35% annual percentage yield.
Wow.
And a money market, so you can keep your funds liquid, and that's getting you 2.65% annually. So two very great products right now, kind of short-term savings vehicles, but you can really take advantage of those good rates.
Okay. On the lending side, the rates are up a little, but they're still offering no cost, correct, for home equity lines of credit?
That is correct. And anybody interested at getting a home equity line or wondering what the rate might be can always contact any one of our Lakeshore branches or stop on in.
Okay. Okay, Leo, how about the phone number at the Snyder branch there?
Yes, phone number at Snyder is 716-898-2101.
One more time.
716-898-2101.
Give Leo a call if you're in the Snyder area. They're right on Main Street. for 132 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Summer's here. Now's the time to outfit your backyard with a new jacuzzi hot tub from Gary Pools and Leisure. And right now, Gary's is cutting your monthly payments in half. Come to Gary's to see the new shell colors, automatic controls, illuminated waterfalls, stereo systems. You can even control your hot tub from your smartphone. Unwind after a long day or party through the weekend. With a new jacuzzi hot tub, you'll never want to leave your backyard. Get up to $1,000 off or let Gary's cut your monthly payments in half. That's during Gary's Summer's Here Jacuzzi Hot Tub Sale. Going on now at Gary's three locations in Amherst, Cheektowaga, and Clarence. Gary's got it. Come and get it. For your backyard.
Drive into summer with Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara as we give away a brand new Lexus. Rev up. Thursday to Tuesday, swipe your Momentum card at either casino for a chance to qualify and visit Casino Niagara on Wednesdays for more chances to qualify. August 30th, cross the finish line at Falls View Casino with a grand prize giveaway. Visit fallsviewcasinoresort.com or casinoniagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Drive into summer with Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have an effective way for you to fix concrete without replacing it. You know what it is? A1 Concrete Leveling. Yep, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection. What it does is raise your concrete without replacing it. So if you have a tripping hazard, we can get rid of that, folks. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about a color match, and you can use the concrete right away. The best part, of course, is the cost. You'll save between 50 and 70% when you compare lifting to replacement. I couldn't be happier with the jobs they did, a couple of them at my house. Sent them over to Phil's house, my son Phil, and he had a leveling issue as well. They took care of him. Here's the number, 716-341-4550. 341-4550. You'll get a free estimate. A1 Concrete Leveling Buffalo.com is the website. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling, we pump it up.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS shoes and Root 5 boots. Summer is here, and it's time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain. SAS Orthotic Program helps you find the perfect pair of sandals or sneakers for all your summer activities. Be sure to hurry into SAS Shoes in the Transitown Plaza and ask about their orthotic program. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio Buffalo, introducing my new guest host, Phil Pullman.
As the process of aging happens, our mission for our listeners is to age gracefully. We talk to industry professionals in self-care, self-help, and preventative health. Tune into the all-new Senior Radio's Aging Gracefully from noon to one.
Memories. When you lose a loved one, the memories sustain you. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve your memories, ensuring your loved one is never forgotten. That's what our family has been honored to do for Western New York families like yours for more than 160 years. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, a fitting tribute that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
Hey folks, are you ready to make your outdoor living space regal? Well, Lenco Supplies is your exclusive source for Regal Ideas aluminum railings. Yep, dress up your backyard deck, front porch, or anywhere you need with attractive, low-maintenance aluminum railings. Then, get ready for this, light up those summer nights with Regal's LED lighting package. And through July, when you order $1,000 of Regal railings at LencoSupplies.net, guess what? You get $150 off your order. $1,000 gets you $150 back. Order in-store or online, LencoSupplies.net, and let Lenco deliver. For easy, affordable building material solutions, those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer Time.
1025 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930 is the number for you to call. Kevin Hayes is my guest in studio from Buffalo Reuse, and we're talking about the whole idea of taking apart and reusing as opposed to wholesale demolition. The big problem, too, right now, Kevin, that we're seeing, this is kind of, I don't know, pandemic-related, but I don't really see how, what the connection is the cost of disposal is just skyrocketed.
Well, the cost of everything is going up, of course, and landfill and transportation, you know, trucking, have been definitely more expensive. The we get paid to do a lot of our landfilling, and then, you know, for a reusing company and a reclaiming company, we do a lot of disposal ourselves because there's a lot of extra. But I don't know what the actual overall environment is for the local landfills, but they do get filled up. You know, there are places in the country where we pay even more than we're paying around here. Back in the day, when you and I were younger, it was, you know, $75 down at Ogden Street for a truckload. Yeah. Now it's hundreds of dollars.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we've had to relearn that whole equation in our business. And we are more focused on minimizing what goes in the ground and trying to partner more with places like yourselves and, of course, Habitat for, you know, having materials have another life somewhere else.
Very much so. We've been doing this, you know, nonstop for 15 years, and we're barely scratching the surface. Okay, there's a lot of movement in the state, around the state of New York, to formalize a little more with some laws and some support, such as a tax on landfill, which encourages reuse and recycling. That's moving very slowly. We can help. People need to understand that we're a for-profit business that needs to, you know, have a margin to work with, so that we can't really absorb a lot of material that needs to be disposed of. If you call me during at the store, I will advise you on the various ways of recycling and of reusing and reclaiming.
Yeah,
but it's tough to get rid of things nowadays. It really
exactly.
Is.
Yeah. And you know, there's the, I don't know, there's a process in our mentality, in our thinking process, that, you know, we need to get rid of something and replace it with something new. Of course, then the problem is, how do you dispose of what you're trying to get rid of? And it becomes a glut, too, in some cases, right, of some things that are just hard to get to even donate.
Totally. It right now, it is a glut for, you know, we put out the word about 3 months ago looking for donations, which we're always looking for, of course. And, you know, the phone rings in my pocket. It's on my cell phone. And I'm probably, initially I was answering the phone every 15 minutes for donations, okay? And saying no to a lot of things because they were things that we could not sell, okay? And we don't have, you know, limitless storage. This is true of Habitat and also of the thrift stores, too. So it's hard to get rid of things. We're working away with other people, such as Erie County Department of Environment, to do more recycling and reusing.
So a good example from what I've heard is that furniture has become a real problem.
Well, furniture is bulky, okay? It is hard to recycle, okay? You can recycle mattresses. In fact, that's a very standard recycling approach, whether you, if you can find someone who is actually doing it. But mattresses turn into cotton, steel, and wood, okay? Clean wood can be recycled and used either to grind up to make mulch from it, which the Laredon people are doing down in Blaisdell, or you can turn it into the biomass material for energy production. Mm-hmm. Okay, but again, there has to be a stream of materials. Okay, there has to be someone to receive it. Okay, or maybe to go out and get it. Casella disposal on River Road in Tonawanda is a fairly innovative and large recycling company. So they're always worth calling. People call me with questions about recycling, okay, or reuse, reclaiming, and I send them away a lot of times, okay? You mentioned Lenco Lumber. We love Lenco Lumber, right? It's the best lumber yard in the area. I send people to Lenco all the time for materials that we don't have. We have, in the last number of years, gotten more of the old stuff, you know, the old growth lumber and the house parts.
Okay, well, It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. When we come back, We're going to preview the list of things that you could participate by in donating to Buffalo Reuse, things that might be coming out of your house that you want to get rid of. Kevin will entertain the options for you to consider donating to them after we check in with the news. We'll be back.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo police say a 13-year-old girl was shot dead early Friday morning. Police say it happened near Broadway and Mortimer Streets around 12:30 a.m.
Our victim, our 13-year-old victim and a few other people were on the sidewalk on Mortimer at Broadway when a vehicle drove by, fired, what you believe at this time, one shot, striking the 13-year-old victim. She was declared deceased on the scene.
Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says there had been a party broken up a few blocks away. He says the victim was not the target of the shooting. Warm up your taste buds if you're heading downtown. The Taste of Buffalo starts today. It's the nation's largest two-day food festival. 37 eateries taking part. Go to WBEN.com for a link in our story to learn who is participating. 30 teams will be participating in the sail for Roswell in a regatta at the Buffalo Yacht Club.
Yes, we'll be doing sailboat racing on Saturday. We tied that into a fundraiser. Very happy to say we've already received some $24,000 in donations, which is just, you know, great for 30 boats.
Tom Lewin is the organizer and himself a cancer survivor. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Willitzer Park and make sure you tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, July 19th from noon to 4, with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Turn up the heat. The Commodores live. A musical experience you won't forget. October 19th in the Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. 70 million albums sold. 7 number one hits. The Grammy Award winning Commodores.
Need to breathe.
Never leave
live in concert.
Performing at the Buffalo News Grandstand, Erie County Fair, August 14th. Hold you close, but never hold you back. Get tickets now at ecfair.org. Tickets purchased in advance include admission to the fair on the day of the show. For more, visit needtobreathe.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment there. Oh, by the way, Ava also offers 0% financing because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and we're speaking with Kevin Hayes from Buffalo Reuse. And our discussion has been centered around the whole idea of reusing as opposed to disposing and taking valued items out of homes and giving them a life somewhere else. And the list of what you might consider donating to Buffalo Reuse would include kitchen cabinets. I know this is something that we are very focused on. When we take a kitchen apart, Kevin, is we take the cabinets out carefully so that they could have a life somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good value, particularly in kitchen cabinets. And if you've shopped for them lately, the price is very high.
Yeah.
New, okay, or you know the higher end ones cost a lot of money. We can save a whole bunch of money. I can take a, you know, find a set that might have cost $15,000, you know, when it was installed 15 years ago, and I can sell it for $3,000.
You know, I'm actually quite offended when I see on the makeover shows, and I know they do this just for the camera, that they come in with sledgehammers and they demolish everything. Mm-hmm. You know, they just swing a sledgehammer, and I think, again, that's probably for the visual.
Yeah.
Because the reality of it is, in my opinion, being involved in this industry for my whole life, is that they're actually more difficult and more time-consuming. Mm-hmm. Than, and again, more destructive and creating a lot more dust and debris.
Yeah.
When you take that approach as opposed to taking things apart.
Yeah, you just unscrew them and you cut off the caulk and the paint and take them right out.
So cabinets, I know that's a big one. Now, windows and doors, another big one.
Yeah, a lot of people upgrade their windows particularly, or they often, I get a lot of calls from people who simply have old doors just hanging around in the mm-hmm. garage or up in the attic or something.
Yeah, one that was taken down from
years
a room
ago.
And never put back.
Yeah, and things like that. But as I said earlier, we have 2,500 doors, and we're always getting doors in. And the doors range from really old, nice doors like pocket doors and entry doors to mm-hmm. brand new, low-end hollow core doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we can do anything you need indoors.
We're going to keep going through the list here, but look who just happened to check in with us. It's Mike Gaynor from Buffalo Reuse. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for checking in. We're going through the list of things that you're looking for, and we've started with kitchen cabinets, doors and windows, kitchen sinks, everything but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have lots of kitchen sinks.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea with that is, and from, again, my experience, you know, you see, you know, an old farm sink maybe or something that's cast iron or porcelain, you know, try to replace that today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do it. There are new versions.
Right, but
boy,
they
cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And on that same token, you know, what we see a lot of, Mike, is cast iron bathtubs. And unfortunately, they're a challenge to get out of a house in one piece. And we try to do that, but sometimes the doors aren't wide enough to make that happen. And of course, the weight of the cast iron tub. So unfortunately, we have to break them.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. And in bathrooms, we also would add cabinetry that would come out of a bathroom too, vanities. But you also take toilets.
Yep. Yeah, we actually take everything. I mean, it's, Kevin would. Would object. He's like, no, don't tell me to take everything.
Not quite everything.
there are a lot of things that we will get calls that there's a lot of things that we don't take, and people should check into our website about those things.
But, here's another good one.
Yeah, toilets for sure.
Here's another good one, radiators.
Oh, yeah.
How often?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a really busy season with radiators because the storm, I swear it froze, you know, half the radiators in town, yeah. Right? And we sold about 150 radiators in January alone. Yeah. Yep.
Because they cracked open.
They were frozen. And we actually have a good steady business in radiator steam and hot water.
The problem with that is, where can you go today to buy a new radiator?
You can do it. You can go to Herb Supply. They'll cost, they'll start around $1,000, whereas I can sell you a good tested radiator made back in the day for $400 mm-hmm. instead of $1,000 or more.
Because they really don't wear out.
No, not really. They get holes in them, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are companies all over the country, a few that actually take them apart and put them back together, things like mm-hmm. that, which we'd like to do. But we're able to salvage an awful lot of them and resell them to people.
Mm-hmm. When we continue with the idea of water traveling through something, you know, you do have the whole idea of that adding to the wear and tear, but you will also take a water heater.
Yeah, and they have to be fairly new, I mean, within mm-hmm. 10 or so years. And, of course, you can tell by looking at them many times if they're going to work again. But we sell them cheap enough that, you know, considering the cost of new, that a used water heater can put in some service.
Sometimes I see, though, that the jostling that occurs by disconnecting and hauling may cause that to, be not effective in reusing it.
Oh, yeah. When I sell things like water heaters, I give people 30 days to bring them back. Okay, if they're defective, we're not equipped to fix them or inspect them or anything like that. So we sell them at a decent price, mm-hmm. And then give a warranty that you can bring them back.
Probably most significant item on the list is interior trim, moldings, baseboard, things that are very expensive to replicate today.
Yeah, well, Mike, why don't you tell us? Tell everybody what we've gotten from Gothic City lately.
Actually, I think you probably have already spoken about it a little bit, but, a lot of these reuse businesses are changing hands or closing up shop, and we've been spending a lot of time over the last few months acquiring a lot of the inventory from Gothic City Antiques, which, you know, was a huge supplier and, an asset for the community for many, many, many years. So their gymnasium, we just purchased the contents of that. And there's a lot of handrail stock, old vintage handrail and spindles and newel posts and porch columns and unique windows and baseboard and door casing and plinth block and rosettes and all kinds of different materials.
The task of inventorying all of that must be daunting.
Well, it is a challenge to absorb it into the store, sure. Okay. And I wouldn't say we actually, keep an inventory. We just try to make it available. And if you come to our store at 980 Northampton Street, you're going to see a lot of material. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, me and my staff get a little overwhelmed because it's coming at such a steady pace, which is why, I come on Dominic's show to, let people know that we're here to sell that type of material to them. And we always welcome more donations. Okay. Mm-hmm. I tell people, they ask me, where does all this stuff come from? And I sort of point around. I say, well, this building is full of things that were in somebody's way, basically, okay, mm-hmm. that either needed to be disposed of or reused, but there was neither of those options. So they come to us, and then we come and get it or they bring it in. But there's a huge amount of material out there that needs a new home. And you can certainly call us first, and then we will, if I can't take it, I will advise you on some of the options that you have to dispose of it in some other way.
Now, interesting.
Hey, Dominic.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I just say a couple things just about, because, when a lot of people think about a retail business, it's pretty easy in terms of the acquisition and the procurement of materials to keep that store full. And, pending any kind of supply chain issues or COVID pandemics and that kind of thing, which can definitely disturb it. But we rely so much on the community to give us kind of a heads up of projects that are happening. It's really impossible for us to stay on top of it. But for every donation that we get, I'll bet you there's 25 missed opportunities of buildings that we weren't able to salvage. So what we call it as our bird dog program, where we really rely heavily on the community to give us tips or heads up about buildings that are getting redeveloped or whole house rehabs that are happening on your street, or big demolition projects that maybe we're not involved in directly, but maybe the contractor, the owner, would benefit from a tax credit or benefit from us, our labor, removing it.
Yeah.
So, like, being a bird dog and having your eyes on the street and knowing about development projects, and this is a call out to architects and builders and construction managers of all kinds. We've worked a lot with RMP O'Kill, who, you know, they've given us a heads up a lot about demolition projects, and Get Her Done and Hannah Demolition, they give us heads up when there's a project or a building that's coming down.
Well,
so
frankly, Mike, I
more
think
more of those people.
I think out of necessity, this has become important because of the cost of disposal being so astronomical.
It's gone up, and you know what, Dominic? It's, even though it's now probably, actually, I pay about three times what I paid in 2008 for disposal. We're at about $75 to $78 a ton. Even though it's high, it's still not as high as some of other larger metros. You go to the West Coast, and it's $200 to $300 a ton. And that's why you just see so much more recycling happening.
Yeah.
But I do believe you're right. I do believe that that cost is a motivator for people to look elsewhere and to look at other opportunities to save stuff. But I think just a lot of people, just honestly, Dominic, they just don't even think about it. They think about a new kitchen going in. They think about a building getting restored, and all that's good. And it's just kind of this, you know, foregone conclusion that things are going to, you know, in the process of that positive change happening, that things are going to end up getting thrown away, a few things here or there.
Yeah.
You know, I look at almost any project and I tell people, I don't care how old it is or where it's been, there's always something in that building that we can salvage. So,
that's right.
So, you know, just a call out to builders and general contractors and demolition guys and architects and planners, because they're the ones that are on the front end of the project. If they let us know that something's coming in 2-3 months, it's better that we even get there before the demolition guys, so that, or even before the asbestos abatement guys, because a lot of stuff gets destroyed in those initial weeks and months
there
as
you go.
The project gets started. So bird dogs everywhere, we need you, and we need you to call our number and let us know that you have building materials to salvage.
And that number is 716-894-3366. You can also visit our website at reuseaction.com. Mm-hmm. If you just search for reuse and recycling in the Buffalo area or Western New York, you will find us on the top of the list.
Yeah.
We'll continue our discussion.
All of our donations are tax deductible, and I'm going to sign off and leave Kevin to wrap up, but I really appreciate the opportunity,
right, Mike,
Dominic.
It's always a pleasure.
Always been a huge ally. Thank
you
so
absolutely.
Much.
803-0930, if you'd like to give us a call as we continue our discussion here right after this. Well, we are certainly full-fledged into summer, are we not? And our AC is running. When it's hot and sticky, your AC will feel great, right? Well, not always. Many people actually get sick, headaches, or allergy with their air conditioning on. What is causing that? Is it your air conditioning? Well, no. It's most likely you're breathing the same dust, dead skin cells, decaying animal remains, dust mite feces, yuck. And who knows what else is circulating in your air through your home's duct system. Maybe that's what's making you feel lousy. Some people think it's the cool air itself. However, it's all that disgusting stuff that I mentioned that's in your ductwork. You need to get it out. You need to get it done right. And the only place that does it right is Indoor Air Professionals. With the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll come over with that. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork and they'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, suck it out, leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, so many people overlook the cooling season, as you mentioned, and of course that moisture from the cooling coils, which gives us that great cool feeling on a sticky hot day, is the same moisture that goes into the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day that gets in your ductwork, and it makes mold or biofilm, you know, so that's why people tend to get sick. So as you said, the thorough duct cleaning is one way to improve your indoor air for sure.
And there are two other ways, the medical grade air purifier and the whole house dehumidifier, high capacity dehumidifier. I can speak firsthand of benefiting from both of those in that we have a hot water baseboard system. So cleaning our air is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are talking about recycling. Well, that's what you're doing with your air. So if you add a medical-grade air purifier by Healthway, it just is a game changer. They're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And, you know, once again, from people from minor sinus all the way up to compromised immune systems because they're battling cancer, these are a must. And it's they've been super popular because people wanting to get rid of some of the smoke. So, both those units are fantastic.
716-683-3000. Get ready to call. Here they are, the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week.
Okay, so the first of all, on the thorough duct cleaning and sanitizing, you can still save $175 up to $225, depending on the size of the house. And with the medical grade air purifiers, the whole house unit, you can still save $500. I have like a little special deal going on the portable that covers 1,000 square feet. And so call me about that. And then lastly, the high capacity dehumidifier, $300 off of that.
Awesome discounts, and only you can get them. 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier with indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
How you memorialize a loved one or honor a family legacy is certainly personal. And over the years, many Western New Yorkers have reached out to Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company to create a hand-etched monument.
We do them all in studio. We have an artist who's absolutely spectacularly talented at him. He works right from a photograph or a painting that families will bring in, and he'll essentially render it onto the granite, and it lasts forever. It's as timeless as anything else that we carve. We like that artistic touch of someone doing it by hand and not being a perfect replica of the photograph that they provided, because they already have the photograph. They don't need another photograph. They need an artistic rendering of it, something with some feeling. That's something that you can only get with a hand etching.
When it's time to honor your family member or legacy, choose a Kalm monument crafted by a Kalm artisan and carver. Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Hi, it's Linda, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I recently met and interviewed Julianne, owner of Turning Tides Financial. Julianne specializes in financial solutions for women going through divorce. If you're going through a life-changing period, such as retirement, divorce, or loss of spouse, Julianne can help. An emotional crisis does not need to be a financial crisis. Call Julianne today at 716-800-4290. That's 800-4290. Turning Tides Financial, solutions for women going through divorce. Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
Summer's here. Now's the time to outfit your backyard with a new jacuzzi hot tub from Gary Pools and Leisure. And right now, Gary's is cutting your monthly payments in half. Come to Gary's to see the new shell colors, automatic controls, illuminated waterfalls, stereo systems. You can even control your hot tub from your smartphone. Unwind after a long day or party through the weekend. With a new jacuzzi hot tub, you'll never want to leave your backyard. Get up to $1,000 off or let Gary's cut your monthly payments in half. That's during Gary's Summer's Here Jacuzzi Hot Tub Sale, going on now at Gary's three locations in Amherst, Cheektowaga, and Clarence. Gary's got it. Come and get it.
For your backyard and patio. Gary's got it. Come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
The Sterling Renaissance Festival is alive and unleashed for 7 fun-filled themed weekends running Saturdays and Sundays only, now through August 13th. Sterlingfestival.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know that they upgraded the Gorilla floor? Yeah. Every Gorilla floor now includes a vapor barrier with no extra cost. Why is that important, Dominic? Well, I'll tell you. We have a high water table, high levels of moisture. What moisture permeating through concrete will cause an epoxy floor to peel off. So the vapor barrier stops that. The only company offering you a vapor barrier at no extra cost, part of the 15-year warranty. By the way, it's the goal at Gorilla to provide you the best products, and Gorilla does that. They don't rush your install. They don't do that 24-hour thing, no. They grind your floor down. They come back. It takes a couple days, but they do it right. Couldn't be happier with my epoxy floor that Gorilla did for me. Gorilla Garage Gear. Give them a call for your garage needs, which includes garage doors, epoxy floors, and organizing your garage with storage equipment. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:56 is Hammer Time as we wind up the show today with Kevin Hayes from Buffalo Reuse. An interesting item on your list here of things you'll take includes arts and antiques.
Mm-hmm. We seem to get lots and lots of art and frames, but we also just get many donations of decorative items and antiques. And
does that mean someone who's donating those to you isn't aware of what the value is?
Well, occasionally they are not aware of the value, but it's fairly middle-of-the-road stuff for us. Okay, we're not really an antique store, but we have them, see? Yep.
Now, let's talk in the remaining time that we have about paint. Mm-hmm. Paint's always a problem because there's always a lot left over, and you don't know what to do with it. So you keep the can, you put it in the basement, you put it in the garage. Of course, if you put it in the garage, it might freeze. And once it's frozen, it's no good anymore anyway. What do you do with paint? And well, there's a solution.
The municipalities don't like to take latex paint, okay, because usually it would make a mess in their system. But recently the industry has started up Paint Care. If you go to paintcare.org, you can find local places to take your latex paint. Locally, Sherwin-Williams stores are taking paint for Paint Care. I only take paint if it's like a brand, you know, almost unopened, new stuff and unopened and full and so on, just because it's sort of a pain to handle in a store. But Paint Care can take that for you, and it also enables the reuse of paint because they put it together and mix
recycle
it and resell it.
Yeah, basically. So you take a can, a used can, into a Sherwin-Williams store.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and they have a system where they're taking these excess paint.
So you just go to the website again is paintcare.org, and you can find the Sherwin-Williams closest to you. And just that's a great solution to that problem.
Yeah, but if you have something other than paint, give us a call at Reuse Action, 716-894-3366 or reuseaction.com. I will certainly talk to anybody about donations, or I will advise you on what to do if we don't take it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time that you spent with us today. The other thing that I want to mention before we let you go is that when we talk about reuse, we talk about life of a item that came out of a house having a life somewhere else, but that also would include redesigning that into something more unique.
Very, very much so. We actually have a sideline business of making furniture out of the reclaimed wood. I think you go into almost any bar in Buffalo, you're going to see barn wood on the wall, and we have sold the barn wood to the developer or the contractor. One Seneca downtown has a number of things that we provided for them that give it a rustic or reclaimed look, such as barn siding or hemlock joists, things
like that. So I hope we got the message out there that we want you to think about what you're getting rid of before you actually throw it away. Giving it away to Buffalo Reuse is a great solution. It gives it the extended life that I guess makes you feel good about giving something away that lives on. And of course, the biggest issue is that we save it from getting buried in the ground.
Yes, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great week, everybody. Jerry, also a plus. Look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.